This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 9.9.
It's taking over, that's it.
You're killing me, you two. It's unbelievable.
We're very professional.
Yeah, lots of singing. It's like hanging out with the bloody Von Trapps. a gayer version of the Von Trapps. Yeah.
With worse, is that possible? Worse clothing sense, too.
And they were wearing curtains.
You are on Joy 94.9. Tim Campbell, Anthony Clear, and our very special guest this morning, Matt Gilbertson, all the way from Adelaide,
International
Rocks.
That's 55 minutes away.
Now, Matt Gilbertson, before we got into Hans,
yeah.
You yourself, as we also, well, we knew anyhow, but last night we got home at,
okay,
at 6 p.m. and jumped straight on our piano and said, you're an incredible musician.
No, I'm not really.
A bull. Where's the origins of your musicality and your performancality?
I just did piano lessons growing up the whole time, you know, like from 5 years old, and did classical piano and, you know, all the exams that you do once a year. And
the only reason I'm shocked, because most performers and singers these days can't even read music, let alone know how to play piano and do that.
Well, kind of thing, so. Naming no names.
Hashtag bitch.
Kalia was topping the state of music. I don't know how.
I topped the state, me and
Did
Melissa
you?
Higgins.
In year 12.
Missy Higgins. Is yes.
This... Really?
And we had to go and like do that whole Awaki auditorium performance thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I did it, because I don't read music, but somehow I did it all by ear.
Didn't you have to do like
notation, yeah.
Yeah.
But I just did it all
read
by
music.
Ear. But I don't read it, no.
He must have used nice
colours.
You would
understand it, though.
I did
get
Great
the
Borders.
Dulcie Holland theory books out or whatever.
I did Great Borders and I did a really nice heading.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because sometimes teachers are a bit dumb and they just look at it and it looks nice, so they give me an A+.
Teachers are not dumb. They're the hardest working profession in the
street. Yeah, they might
the
work
street.
Hard, but they're not all that
smart. They are. Your auntie's a teacher, by the way.
She's very smart.
Hey, not only that, but Matt Gilbertson, you are Adelaide's own Luke Dennehy. because you also write for the Advertiser now as well, and do a bit of gossip.
Yeah.
What's the gossip in Adelaide these days?
Well, Elisa and Lissandra.
That's all
we write about. Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's it.
Who else?
Well, that's why you're in Melbourne.
Okay, this is
once
the thing.
The Great Bake Off as well. No, there's loads of people that come from, like Sia Furler. She's from Adelaide.
Yeah,
she's an Adelaide girl. Guy Sebastian, Teresa Palmer. So there's actually Xavier Samuel, the hot Twilight dude.
I sat next to him on the plane.
Yeah, he's really handsome.
All these people were like looking over and I'm thinking they're looking at me. No.
he was in... Twilight had... I don't think it had premiered yet. And we knew he was in the movie. And he was getting his hair cut at my editor's hairdresser. She went, right, I know he's going to be there. Go find him. So, and it was Christmas Eve. I had to go find him at the
hairdresser.
Yes. And he was so lovely. I loved him. He was very hungover, though. So I'm much easier to handle when your senses are a little, dampened, I think. When you have no sense of which way's up.
You should sit, if you ever get the chance of sitting next to him on a plane, do it.
Really?
Because, oh my God, when we got to LA.
Hello. Shall I just step out of the room?
Did you get the blanket on the knees or anything?
No. I wasn't excited about that. No, we got a VVIP escort off the plane.
Wow.
That means we got escorted. And then the lady
Everyone's waiting for this Mile High story, but anyhow. Okay.
No, I was just excited that we got escorted. Oh, well, I ended up just tagging along.
I'm sure he's telling exactly the same story with your name substituted for
him. Yeah, I sat next to Shannon Noll once on the plane. It was amazing.
Shut up. And how was it in row 26C?
I sit in 26C a lot. hey, which means, I was going to say with your job though, with all the gossip, you obviously talk to a lot of people. And so maybe after this little break, I'm going to chat to you about some favourite interviews as well.
Okay.
I know on Twitter, I've noticed you get excited about a couple of people. Spice Girls, hashtag.
Oh, don't even. Oh my God.
And Naomi
I
Campbell.
Lost it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
We'll get some juicy gossip and talk lots of interviews with Matt Gilbertson this morning, right up until 9 o'clock. All things Matt and Hans on Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
We are here with Matt Gilbertson, direct from Adelaide.
Matt Gilbertson, who is interviewer to the stars. Now, I've noticed a couple of times, especially when the Spice Girls were coming into town, because Mel B is like, she's now a citizen.
Now
or
she's
something.
Like, yeah,
now she's
Danny.
Like, next. Oh, can you stop that? And also, but Jerry Halliwell, when she was stepping in,
okay.
How excited were you when she came in?
I know it's not like interviewing, you know, Barack Obama or somebody, but Jerry Halliwell was... I'm sure a lot of boys of a certain age, you know, late 20s, grew up with Spice Girls.
I went to their in-store at Knife Point.
Did you?
Yeah. I lined up, but then I got bored after about 2 hours and I left because the line was way too long.
Yeah, but it was Spice Girls. They were great. My dad dressed as Jerry Halliwell at my 21st birthday. Did I ever tell you this?
No.
Yeah, amazing. So they're going, okay, we're going to send you to interview Jerry Halliwell. It was like... What the hell? So I rocked up and I came here to Melbourne to do it. I brought her a gift, okay?
What'd you buy her? What'd you buy Jerry
Halliwell?
I
bought her a little tea thing.
Boring.
With a tea called Ginger Spice.
Oh.
Hello. How fabulous.
She hadn't heard that one before.
Yeah, I know, right? I did kind of afterwards.
So was she nice?
Good. She was... Well, this is the thing. Like, sometimes it can go hideously wrong. Like, you know...
Like our breakfast show.
Yeah. Exactly. Your words. But it was amazing. It was like being on a first date, except, you know, obviously that was never going to happen.
What about the time that you interviewed Julie Andrews and you met her?
No. I should have interviewed her, but I ended up paying $720 to meet her because that's how gay I am. Thank you.
Okay. So, okay. $700 to meet.
$720.
$20, sorry.
Thank you.
GST.
Thank you.
Why? I mean...
Why not? It's Julie obsessed. Andrews.
Well, he's obsessed.
But when you get to meet everybody in your world anyhow, don't you kind of go...
Yeah, I know, but
couldn't,
like...
Couldn't you score an interview with her or something?
I tried that.
You're asking someone that went to New York and lined up for 6 hours to get a CD signed from Liza Minnelli. Please.
Well, I have standards. I wouldn't do it for just, you know, any old hack.
You know, the...
My wife is feeling guilty now.
No, the last one I lined up for was S2S.
I love...
What's a girl to do? Love it.
What about... We were actually in LA a couple of years ago and Ricky Martin was doing a book signing.
Oh, my God.
It was at the Grove and we thought,
Oh, my God. And we would have been crazy.
I so wanted to... I actually looked after his... Did I ever tell you that story?
Okay, you know the other one I lined up for in New York City?
Which one?
Bethany.
From freaking
Frankel.
Buddy Liza Minnelli to Bethany.
Yeah, I know. So I was walking back, there was the Mac store in Soho, and it was like 4:30, and I see a sign going, appearing here at 5:00, Bethany Frankel. And I went, oh my God, get in on that. Skinny Girl Margarita, hello. I'm in on it.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Shameless.
What we're talking about right now has nothing to do with Hans, the show he's putting on at GH.
It has nothing
very
to do
much.
With that.
Yes.
No.
Now, we should talk about Hans. Hans is, an institution in Adelaide. Like everyone. Yeah.
Like my hospital.
My sister who lives in Adelaide, like when I said something about Matt, and she goes, Matt. Oh, no, he plays his character Hans. Oh, Hans. Well, she was straight up, knew Hans straight away. What is it about Hans in Adelaide? How did he become a massive... character and
I don't know. I don't really know.
How did Hans come about?
So I had left school 2002.
So you stayed longer than Paddy Newton.
I did stay longer. And because I played piano my whole life, I kind of wanted to go... There's a huge gap between school and university. Like, I don't know, you're looking at me very confused with, you know, talking about university. Anthony.
I went to university, thank you very much. Yes.
How were those 3 weeks?
It was 6 months. No, I was doing something about degree, supply and demand, and I just didn't get
boring.
It.
Boring. Hello. So I taught myself to play the accordion by going busking. So I taught myself, like, I think I learned, like, a Kylie Minogue song.
Standard.
And, like, a standard, you know, not hard songs to learn. So I kind of, you know, did that. And then we have the Adelaide Fringe Festival every year in Adelaide, which just finished last night, and it's huge, it's amazing,
Massive, fabulous. Yeah.
They had opened a venue called the Weimar Room, which was like a German cabaret club, and they kept it open after Fringe because it was so popular, and they did a show every Friday called Berlin Cabaret. So I started playing this character kind of in the interval, and then somebody said, you should do something that's kind of not quite a drag queen, but it's a little bit out there. So I put these little hot bands together and eyelashes and fishnets and...
Hans was born.
It happened, yeah.
Well, we're going to talk more about your show, Hans, Like a German, which is happening at the GH Hotel.
Yes, I can't wait.
The old Greyhound.
The fabulous GH.
11th and 12th of April. But we're going to chat more about what's coming up in that show, because it's one of those shows where there's no holds barred, is there?
No, honey, bring your boyfriend.
You need to stick. To, you need to go to the website, though, and get yourself one of those boggle heads as well.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a boggle or a bobble
Bobble head.
I took you that for a drive around Melbourne. Well, not
I
you, but your doll.
I saw that. I saw. Mm-hmm.
We'll talk more about the show very shortly on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Speaking of Joy friends, Hans is our latest friend. Now, Hans, of course, massive character in Adelaide, now heading around Australia with your show, 11th and 12th of April at GH. You've got to tell us what's in this show, because we've seen you do
it. Okay.
We thought Kathy Griffin was controversial, but Hans, I think, takes the cake.
Okay, but this time I've got my dancing girls, who are the lucky bitches, and I've got my band, the Ungrateful Bastards.
So it's a full-on show.
Like. Yeah, it is a Beyonce show on a Jessica Mowboy budget. Thank you. It's spectacular. My mum does the costumes.
Does she? Seriously?
Yeah, I think my mum might be working the door as well, potentially.
She's a door bitch.
Door whore.
Door whore.
Thank you. She will be, yeah.
You've got to do that. I'm roping people for my tour as well. My mum doesn't know. She's selling CDs in Sydney as well. It's going to happen.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is it. The arts.
Because the arts is massive.
So where can we get tickets, Hans?
You can get them at Mosh Ticks.
Yes.
Or head to hansofficial.com.
Which is also, we can get a bobblehead as well.
You can get a bobblehead. You can watch me on the YouTube.
You're hilarious.
On the YouTube.
Please.
So
go ahead.
What about, is there any particular people you chat about in your show that we should...
Well, I need to Melbourneify it. So who do I have a crack at?
Well, Paddy Newton. Don't have a crack at. No.
Oh, you can have a crack at Bryn Edelston.
Well, I think Bryn's been done, though. Hasn't okay.
You know what? Hello, we've given you a whole bunch of, like, real housewives.
Hello.
I know. I have to say, I'm going to be going...
I think you need to get some of those real housewives of Melbourne at your show.
Well, apparently they're coming. Lydia is like...
She's coming in the jet
she came
with the propellers.
She came and visited me in Adelaide. We had a nice lunch.
In the jet with the propellers?
Andrea and Lydia. Yeah, she's gonna park a jet on bloody
on the Nepean.
She's going to bring you $260 worth of cheese, but don't talk to my husband like that. and you could actually put some more makeup and then and do a little Gina spot as well.
Hans makeup and Gina Liano makeup. It's uncanny.
In fact, I've never seen you two in the same room together.
I have. It's like Michael and Toya Jackson all over again, isn't it?
Make sure you check it out. It is Hans Like a German. Hansofficial.com or Mosh Ticks as well. For your tickets, 11th and 12th of April at GH. It's going to be a fun night. We're going.
Ooh,
definitely.
We'll be there.
Hey, thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you for having me.
You know radio, and thanks for putting up with our amateur hour here.
Well, it's been an experience, I have to say.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.